यमुना तीरवन चारी यमुना तीरवन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवरदारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवरदारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 जय राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधे जय प्रभुपादा 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 जय प्रभुपादा नित्याय गौरा हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल नित्याय गौरा हरि बोल हरिनाम संकीर्तन की ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 6 चैप्टर नंबर 3 यमराज इंस्ट्रक्ट्स हिज मैसेंजर्स टेक्स्ट नंबर 25 प्रायेन वेददिदं न महाजनोयम् प्रायेन वेददिदं न महाजनोयम् दिव्या विमोहितमतिर्बत माययालम् दिव्या विमोहितमतिर्बत माययालम् त्रय्यां जडीकृतमतिर्मधुपुष्पितायाम् त्रय्यां जडीकृतमतिर्मधुपुष्पिताया वैतानिके महति कर्मणि युज्यमानः वैतानिके महति कर्मणि युज्यमानः प्रायेण वेददिदं न महाजनोयम् दिव्या विमोहितमतिर्बतमाययालम् त्रय्या जडीकृतमतिर्मधुपुष्पिताया वैतानिके महति कर्मणि युज्यमानः मायया वेददिदं जनोऽयम् देव्या विमोहितमतिर्मतमाययालम् प्रायेण वेददिदं न महाज देव्या विमोहितमतिर्बतमाययालम् के महति कर्मणि युज्यमानः माताजि येन वेददिदं न महाजनोऽयम् देव्या विमोहितमतिर्बतमाययालम् यां जडीकृतमतिर्मतिपुष्पिताया वैधानिके महति कर्मणि युज्यमानः ट्रांसलेशन परपर्ड बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की ट्रांसलेशन बिकॉज देर आर बिवल्डर्ड बाय द इल्यूशरी एनर्जी ऑफ द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी गॉड एट यज्ञवाकल्य एंड जैमिनी एंड अदर compiler of religious scriptures cannot know the secret confidential religious system of the 12 mahajanas they cannot understand the transcendental value of performing devotion service or chanting the hare krishna maha mantra because their minds are attracted to the ritualistic ceremony mentioned in vedas especially the yajurveda samaveda rigveda Their intelligence has become dull. Thus, they are busy collecting the ingredients for ritualistic ceremonies that yield only temporary benefits, such as elevation to Swargaloka or material happiness. They are not attracted to the Sankirtana moment. Instead, they are interested in Dharma, Artha, Kama, Moksha. Since one may easily achieve the highest success by chanting the holy name of the Lord, one may ask why there are so many ritualistic ceremonies and why people are attracted to them. This verse answers that question. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 15.15, Vedaisya Sarvair Aham Veva Vedyaha, the real purpose of studying the Vedas is to approach the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. Unfortunately, unintelligent people, bewildered by the grandeur of Vedic yajnas, want to see gorgeous sacrifice performed. They want Vedic mantras chanted and huge amounts of money spent for such ceremonies. Sometimes we have to observe the Vedic ritualistic ceremonies to please such unintelligent men. Recently, when we established a large Krishna Balaram temple in Vrindavan, we were obliged to have Vedic ceremonies enacted by Brahmanas because the inhabitants of Vrindavan, especially the smart Brahmanas, would not accept European and American as a bona fide Brahmanas. Thus, we had to engage Brahmana to perform costly yajnas. In spite of these yajnas, the members of our society performed Sankirtana loudly with Mridangas. And I consider Sankirtana more important than the Vedic ritualistic ceremony. Both ceremonies and the Sankirtana were going on simultaneously. The ceremonies were meant for the person interested in Vedic ritual for elevation to heavenly planets. Jadi Krita Matir Madhu Pushpitayam. Whereas the Sankirtana was meant for pure devotees interested in pleasing Supreme Personality Godhead. We should simply have performed Sankirtana, but then the inhabitants of Vrindavan would not have taken the installation ceremony seriously. As explained here, the Vedic mantra performance are meant for those intelligence has been dulled by the flowery language of Vedas, which describe fruity accents intended to elevate one to the higher planets. Especially in the age of Kali, Sankirtana alone is sufficient. If the members of our temple in different parts of the world simply continue Sankirtana before the deity, especially before Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they will remain perfect. There is no need of any other performance. Nevertheless, to keep oneself clean in habits and mind, the deity worship and other regulative principles are required. Srila Jiva Goswami says that although Sankirtana is sufficient for the perfection of life, the archana or worship of the deity in the temple must continue in order to that devotee may stay clean and pure. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur therefore recommended that one follow both processes simultaneously. We strictly follow his principle of performing deity worship and Sankirtana along parallel lines. This we should continue. Om Ajnanadimirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Shakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupakadamayam Dadadi Svapadandikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurum Vaishnavamsa Sri Rupam Sagarajatam Sagagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sagitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sagagana Lalita Sri Vishakan Vitamcha E Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो ॐ विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिन्निति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणीप्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादीपाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे जय श्रीकृष्णचैतन्यप्रभुनित्यानन्द श्रीअद्वैतगदाधर श्रीवासादिगौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा। एक्चुअली आई वॉज ट्रैवलिंग क्वाइट सम टाइम एंड ऑलवेज राधा मदन गोपाल प्रभु आस्क मी फॉर द डेट। आई ऑलवेज सेज आई एम नॉट अवेलेबल बट सम और अदर ही ट्रैप्ड मी। अप्रोप्रिएट आई थिंक जो चुन के मेरे को पिटाया लग रहा है। ओके भागवतम इस लाइक कृष्णा डिसअपियर्ड फ्रॉम दिस फिजिकली फ्रॉम दिस मटेरियल वर्ल्ड। यू नो कृष्ण स्वधाम उपगते धर्म जानादिभिः सह खलु नष्टदृशामेश पुराणार्को अधुनोदितः। द भागवतम लाइक अ सन इज अपियर्ड। भागवतम इज लाइक सन। यू नो इन द मटेरियल वर्ल्ड इज फुल ऑफ इग्नोरेंस एंड डार्कनेस। Because of Bhagavatam, we can see that things in right way. You know, today we are seeing like that. Bhagavatam is a lamp. This always give light in all directions. Digama kalpaturur kaliptam phalam sukamukha amrita drava samyutam pipata bhagavatam rasamalayam muhuroho rasika bhuvi bhavukaha. Bhagavatam is a ripened fruit. By nourishing the this fruit, which is seedless, skinless, juicy fruit, it can nourishes our spiritual life. Bhagavatam is a Mohini Murti. Why is a Mohini Murti? It bewilders asuras and give nectar to devatas, like a devotees. Bhagavatam is full of describing the pure devotional service. Even though many many people read Bhagavatam, they won't come to this conclusion which Bhagavatam is giving now. Especially this chapter, Yamaraj instructs his messenger. No, who is speaking this verse? Accordingly we will take it seriously. And this Yamaraj is speaking, we have to take it seriously. In a Bhagavatam is so special. We are hearing from Srimad Bhagavatam. It's the ultimate truth, absolute truth. You know, before coming to ISKCON, you know, Gaudiya Sampradaya, we all say that I'm also performing bhakti. The bhakti is so prevalent in India. And each and every person speaks about bhakti, and I'm also ambi bhakti karte hain. But the clear definition we can hear in our sampradaya, especially each and every term is very clarified, and within that term also so much divisions. And what is absolute bhakti? What is pure devotion service? What, you know, Krishna speak in Bhagavad Gita as a bhakti. Mam chayo abhyabhicharena bhakti yogena sevate sa gunan samate tattan brahma bhuyaya kalpate. By performing bhakti, we will overcome more some material nature. Mamchaya avyabhicharena bhakti yogena sevate. And what bhakti Krishna is talking about? In many places, the bhakti is mentioned. And what really Krishna speaking? You know, in today's purport, Srila Prabhupada says that you know, we have to conduct you know, costly yagyas. You know, this type of yajna is also required. You know, Prabhupada says, you know, to convince the smartha brahmanas. You know, the yajna mainly performed for samskaras. For example, if it doesn't require yajnas, you know, the couple's going to get married. We can call them, make them sit, perform sankirtan for 10-15 minutes. Okay, your marriage is over. You can go. If we say like that, who will take it seriously? Nobody will take it seriously. Unless otherwise he is a pure devotee, he will not be convinced. We are also going to some houses for program. And if you do it simply, perform Harinam Sangeetan, then ho gaya. They are also feeling, if we spend some money, they put so much effort and so much arrangement, so much effort they have been put, and they, even after many years we go, they will remember, that day we did that ceremony, such a, you know, very pompous way, gorgeous way, and it was memorable. They take it very seriously. Like that, today Prabhupada also, Prabhupada is saying that, you know, we spend, even in our DT installation, you know, we spend so much money and so much effort, so much organization, so much, actually, many people work day and night hard to make the ceremony very nice and wonderful for the, comfortable for the, all the devotees. These samskaras are required, you know, to make Kali Yuga people serious. Manda sumanda madhyo manda bhagihi upadrata. That's why Prabhupada also says that we should chant more Ramara fronds. Like that. Each and every samskaras he gave different. Here, Prabhupada makes in the purport that, actually in the translation itself, Prabhupada gives a purport. Because of the bewildered by the illusion energy of the Supreme Person of the Godhead, the Yajna Valkalya, Jaimini and others, compiler of the religious scriptures, cannot know the secret, confidential religious system for the 12 Mahajanas. Actually, there are many Mahajans, they led their life, you know, how to perform pure devotion service. You know, by reading about them, hearing about them, we can perform pure devotion service. But why Lord is given all these different samskara, different rituals to keep everyone in the, you know, at least in the circle of Vedic principles. You know, if we go and tell everyone, you perform pure devotion service, pure devotion service, very difficult for them to accept. They may not be immediately ready for that platform. You know, akama sarva kamova moksha kama udharati tivirena bhakti yogena ejeta purusham param. You have material desire, you worship me. You don't have material desire, worship me. You want moksha, worship me. That's why Krishna is given different Vedic rituals. You worship me. At least they will be in the Vedic platform. And they will be worshipping Lord Krishna. They will be worshipping Vishnu. By worshipping Krishna and Vishnu, their heart will be slowly purified. Then they will be receptable for pure devotion service. Otherwise, chanting the holy name is only enough. And if you go and tell, you know, people may not be convinced, and they may offend. That's why Krishna, you know, in our 10 offenses, 9th offenses, do not have faith in the holy name of the Lord. If you instruct them, so become they will do offense only. So Krishna also given different rituality ceremony. At least worship me, Vishnu or Krishna. You know, if they are not worshipping Vishnu and Krishna, they are worshipping other demigods, then it's a indirect worship. That's what Krishna explains in Srimad Bhagavad Gita. And if we see in this purport, Srila Prabhupada says that only chanting the holy name is sufficient. No other process is not at all required. And in the end of the purport, this we might have heard in many of these purports also. End of the purport, Srila Prabhupada says that, Now, we require deity worship because we have to keep ourselves clean and pure. That's why deity worship is required. For example, in one of the our senior devotees speaks that if he, Yugadharma is chanting the holy name, let us chant the holy name. You know, everybody decided, they announced that every day we come here and chant. They come in our hall and chant, and they go back. And slowly they think that why we have to come all the way from our place to this hall? Let us be at our place. We can chant, na? What's the problem? Kali Yuga Dharma is chanting the holy name. Let us chant. And they stayed at home, they're chanting. And they were chanting, and they're feeling, oh, I'm so tired today. Yeah. Okay, my back is paining by sitting. Okay, let me lie down and chant. And lying down and chanting, what will happen? They go to sleep. That's why if we come to the temple and chant, and we will be knowing that, you know, who is the Lord, whose name I am chanting, how he looks, we all chanting, and sometime, you know, we will be out of the world. What I am doing? Who am I? What I am, chanting? Everything we forget, and we go somewhere, and we bring back from the different planet. That's why the temple is required. You know, we come in satsang. If there is a temple, then there will be satsang. Then we we see the Lord. You know, before chanting, we made it pray to the Lord. We offer our pranams to the Lord. After that, we start chanting. And as you know, in the Kali Yuga, you know, people, it's very much required the deity worship to keep clean and pure. That's why the deity worship is very much is required. And actually, in our in deity worship seminar also, we read this purport. You know, any one of you remembers who are attended recent my class on deity worship seminar, we read this purport. Exactly. By the transcendental will, Radha Madan Gopal Prabhu gave me this verse. This exactly mentions what is the purpose of deity worship, why it's given in our sampradaya. Even though Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give this Harinam Sankirtan, and the powerful and learned, the bewildered by Maya. Okay, I'll make it bigger. The Vishwanath Chakravarti write commentary to this purport. Worshipping the Lord by chanting the holy name, rather, they teach, perform karma yoga, great persons like Jaimini do not know. How is that writers of the scriptures do not know? The powerful learned are bewildered by powerful Maya. What to speak of fools being bewildered? The intelligence is without discrimination because absorption is three Vedas which produce flowers extra. Exaggerated results which are very sweet. Sometimes the intelligent people also bewildered, you know, like in the Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, and Srila Prabhupada says that in the first verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, Janmadiyase Edu Anvayati Tartastate Sobhigna Swarat Tene Brahma Hridayadi Havaye Mugyanti Yat Surayaha. Even the demigods, they are also bewildered. What is the absolute truth? Jaimini and others, they are also bewildered. What is the conclusion of Vedas? That's why they have written all ritualistic ceremonies and different scriptures. What to speak about this kind of conditioned soul? You know, who is bewildered in Maya? How many years we are in Maya? We don't know. Birth after birth. Lifetime after lifetime, this living and conditioned soul in the Maya, how do we understand? That's why we have to take a shelter of the spiritual masters, the authority. The Yamaraj instructs the messengers. By that, we will understand what is absolute truth. With the grave, in another place, you know, here we see that chanting the holy name is sufficient. Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadadi Swapadandikam. What Rupa Goswami says, Sakala Sadhana Sresta Yehi Pancha Anga Krishna Janma Hui Alpera Krishna Janmera Yehi Alpera Sangha. But Rupa Goswami suggests Pancha Anga. Chanting the holy name, worshipping the deity, reading Srimad Bhagavatam in the association of devotees, living in Dham. We hear repeatedly from the scriptures, chanting the holy name is sufficient. And he is a Sampradaya Acharya, Rupa Goswami. What he prescribes as a doctor, perform Panchanga Bhakti. Because we are not like Haridas Thakur. We can't chant the holy name always. That's why Rupa Goswami suggests the Panchanga Bhakti. Even especially when he talks about Archa Vigraha worship, Rupa Goswami tells like this. And I'll read. It's a very, very important. Someone becomes attracted to Sri Murti or deity of Krishna by worshipping at home, then he will forget the relationship of so-called friendship, love and society. Thus, it is a duty of every householder to install deity of the Lord at home and begin the process of worshipping along with the family members. This will save everyone from such unwanted activities as going to club, cinemas, dancing parties, smoking, drinking, etc. Such as nonsense will be forgotten if one stresses the worship of deities at the temple or home. Srila Prabhupada also adds to this. Going to clubs, cinemas, dancing parties, smoking and drinking. The people need engagement, the positive engagement. That's why the deity worship is given. By worshipping deities, we'll connect ourselves with the deity. We can connect ourselves with the holy name easily. Otherwise, it's very difficult for us to connect, for us to chant the holy name. After that, in the another purport, this all we read in our deity worship seminar. We should deity worship should be continued along with hearing and chanting. You know, Jiva Goswami also writes in Sandarbha about the deity worship. Every worship, you know, it's offered to the Lord along with the chanting the holy name of the Lord. You know, whenever we offer each and every item, we chant the mantra and we offer. Chanting the holy name is continued along with the deity worship. Why the deity worship is given along with the mantra? Because we are susceptible to contamination. Jiva Goswami says, and Prabhupada quotes in the 7th canto and 5th chapter, 28th verse. We are all susceptible for the material contamination. Okay, I am chanting with devotees and I am practicing devotion service. It's not like my mind will not be bewildered any time in my life. Any time my mind may bewilder in this material world. That is the nature of this material world. That is why the association of devotees are so much is emphasized in all our scriptures. All the pure devotees pray for this only, and all pure devotees, they doesn't ask anything else. Okay, always let me chant the holy name. Always I perform deity worship. They don't. They ask only one thing. They always I should be in the association of devotees. Even I take any species of life, you know, let me always in the association of devotees. That's why, because we are susceptible for the contamination. That is why to keep ourselves clean and pure, we need deity worship. If we don't have a Sravanadi Suddha Chitta Karei Uday, because everybody's heart, the Krishna Bhakti is there. Sravanadi Suddha Chitta Karei Uday. By that, we can come out from the contamination and we can keep ourselves clean and pure. We can chant the holy name. Because the many candidates, the contamination is very serious and difficult to overcome. The material condition of the most candidates for devotion service require that they engage in the deity worship. To rectify this material conditioning. Material conditioning is so strong. this example is given that Yingka Dabba, Asophodia. If you keep Asophodia in the one Dabba, you remove Asophodia and you can use any amount of, you know, sabun, soap and liquid soap or anything. But the fragrance will not go from the Dabba very easily. Only by the magic of devotion service, Krishna Bhakti, it can happen. That's why the chanting the holy name and the deity worship given together and practice both, and you will be purified slowly, slowly, slowly. Brahma Bhuyaya Kalpate. Sagunan Samatyete Itan. Brahma Bhuyaya Kalpate. And that's why the chanting the holy name and deity worship is given as a two tracks. By that, our spiritual life is a long journey. It will be balanced and we can perform for long time and we can purify. Kalena nati dirgena. When Krishna will give blessings, we don't know. Kripa, we don't know. That's why we let us plan for the long journey. Whenever Krishna gives, we can get down from our journey. Whenever it stops. That's why the Sravana Kirtana Vishnu Smarana Pada Sevan Archana Vandana Dasya Sakyam Atmanivedana. This Navavida Bhakti is many times Srila Prabhupada also emphasized to all his disciples. I know your deity worship is going very nicely, but chanting the holy name is very important. Prabhupada's letter, you can find many n number of letters. And Srila Prabhupada also mentions in the same one of the letters that if you lack in sadhana, you lack in deity worship. You perform, you know, this is so it has to be balanced. If our Shravanam and Kirtanam is going nicely, and our worship also will go nicely. That's why this devotion service is very rare. This type of the clear-cut definition we can see. But the pure devotees, they doesn't want anything else except pure devotion service. Salokya Shastri Samipya Ekatvam Apiyuta Diyamananam Nagrananti Vinamat Sevanam Jana. I don't want anything else. Salokya Shastri Samipya. Anything, I don't want anything. I just want you pure devotion service. You know, for us, you know, even if you give Salokya, Samipya, anything is okay. कुछ प्रॉब्लम नहीं हमको कुछ तो दे दो बट हमको ये बौद्धिक जगत से मुक्ति चाहिए क्योंकि बिकॉज वी आर टॉर्चर्ड बाय द मोड्स ऑफ मटेरियल नेचर डे एंड डे आउट वी स्ट्रगल फॉर डेली चैंटिंग इज इट नॉट वी स्ट्रगल एवरी डे सम टाइम वी हैव टू थिंक अबाउट अवर सेल्फ एंड हैव अ क्राई अवर सेल्फ ओनली even a little attraction for Lord grows in the heart for four objects. You know, this is from Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Even a little attraction for the Lord grows in the heart The four objects of human attainment, dharm, artha, dharma, kama, moksha, becomes like a grass. The shameful to appear before bhakti. This is a realization they get. It's a very famous. I might have told this story, and I remember this past time I get some inspiration. Anantacharya, he plucking flowers in the garden. While plucking the flowers, the black snake, the poisonous snake, bitten him. When he got bitten, but he didn't bother, he continuously plucking flowers. Along with Anantacharya, other devotees also plucking flowers. And immediately they noticed, his body becoming black because of the poisonous effect of the serpent. And all the devotees, they told Anantacharya, please stop doing and take care of you and take some medicines. You have to take these medicines. Everybody was forcing. And no, it's getting late. I have to pluck flowers. I have to do my puja. And he collected the flowers and went. And Lord Balaji, seeing Anantacharya, he couldn't able to be quiet and he started speaking. Oh, Anantacharya, your poison is spreading in your body. Please take medicine. You have to take medicine, otherwise you will die. Anantacharya was asking, which poison you are talking about, my Lord? For a long period of time, I am carrying this poison in my heart. Kama, krodha, lobha, maha, moha, madha, matsarya. I am carrying my heart. Are you talking about that poison? Are you temporarily this poisonous snake beaten me? This affecting me. Are you talking about this poison? Which poison you are talking about? Anantacharya, if you don't take medicine, you will die immediately. Anantacharya speaks. If I die, I will take bath in Braja River and worship you. If I survive, I will take bath in Kaveri and worship you. My worship going to continue at any situation. My seva going to continue at any situation. Brahma Bhuvana Loka, Swarga Apavarga Narakeshu Api Tulyata Darshanat. The pure devotees always, for them, like a Saloke Shasti Samipya Ekatvam Api Utadiya Manana Nagrananti Vinamat Sivanam Jana. This is a status of the pure devotee. The pure devotion service is very difficult to obtain. That's why the pure devotion is sudurlabha. Bhakti is difficult to attain two ways. Why? The great quantity without attachment, if you perform, then it cannot be attained. We have to develop the attachment of devotion service and perform, then we can attain. And second, unless otherwise Krishna gives to you, we can't attain. Srimati Radharani, be merciful upon us, who is Vrindavaneshwari. We can't attain. With a great quantity and with attachment. With a great quantity and with attachment, continuously we perform, then we can attain. Simultaneously we hear that Srunvata Sradhaya Nityam Granantachasvas Cheshtitam Kalena Nati Dirgena. Krishna, anytime if you want to give, he can give also. That's why while performing devotion service, we want to develop attachment. That's why the archana, everything is given. By seeing Krishna, by seeing the beauty of Krishna, hearing the glories of Krishna, by performing different types of sevas. Some sevas we develop attachment, By chanting the holy name, we develop attachment to the holy name, we develop attachment to the pastimes, we develop attachment to devotees, we develop attachment to Dham. That's why these varieties are given. According to our nature, we can get attached to different aspects of the devotion service, and by that attachment, intense attachment, Krishna will shower mercy on us. This is the way of attaining the pure devotion service. Krishna says that why to perform pure devotion service? You know, bhaktyamam abhijanati yavan yachasmi tatvataha tato mam tatvato nyatva visate tatanantaram. By performance of pure devotion service only we can understand the Supreme Lord. After that, after some time of devotion service also, we go in front of the Lord. Who are you, Lord? I couldn't able to understand you. Who am I, my Lord? I couldn't able to understand myself. What is this process, my Lord? I couldn't able to understand. Because this is a way. Bhaktyamam abhijanadi. We can understand the pure devotion service. Tato mam tatvodo nyatva vishate tatanantaram. We can understand the pure devotional service. Bhaktyaham ekaya griha. In 11th canto, this sloka, Uddhava Gita, this is very famous verse. Bhaktyaham ekaya grahya. Sraddhayatma priya satam. Bhakti punati mam nishta swapakan. Api sambhavat. Bhaktyaham ekaya griha. Grahya. By practicing unalloyed devotion service, with full faith in me, can one obtain me? The Supreme Personality of Godhead. I am naturally dear to my devotees, who take me as only goal of their loving service. By engaging such pure devotional service, even the dog eater can purify themselves from the contamination of their low birth. Today also we are seeing that clean and pure. To keep ourselves clean and pure, we have to perform devotion service. That's why different limbs of bhaktis. Bhaktyaham ekaya grahya. We always chant, Sarvadharman paritechya mam ekam saranam braja. Aham tvam sarvapapepi mokshesham machuchaga. Either bhaktyaham ekaya grahya. We have to take shelter of surrender to bhakti. The bhakti can give. I can reveal as who is Krishna, who is Srimati Radharani. By practicing unalloyed devotion service in with full faith in me, one can obtain me. One who engages in the spiritual activities, unalloyed devotion service, immediately transcends the modes of material nature. In the pure devotion service, there are we all come to devotion service, we have to practice devotion service, we come and start practicing, but still we have some material desires. Sometimes something like, for example, we stopped watching movie for many decades, and we are practicing devotion service for many decades. Sometime by some, achanak yaad aadate purana gana. We don't know how I remembered that song. We don't know how I remembered. Am I watched that movie? No, I never watched that movie also. But how I remembered the song, we don't know. That is like anarthas. This is an example. When it will pop out, we don't know. That's why these material desires are in our heart, and when it will come, we don't know. That's why the bhakti is categorized in three level: kevala bhakti, pratani buddha bhakti, and guni buddha bhakti. How we do, pradhana Pradhanibhuta Bhakti is, you know, more than 50% is pure devotion service and rest is material desires. And Gunibhuta Bhakti is more and less than 50% pure devotion service and rest is material desires. And if you perform Kevala Bhakti, then only Bhaktyavam Abhijanadi, we can understand Krishna. And Pradhanibhuta Bhakti, we have some material desires, we can land up in maximum to maximum Vaikuntha. And Gunibhuta Bhakti, we'll attain material desire and Brahmachyoti, something like that. That's why the pure devotion service, you know, what it can give us. You know, we again and again we can hear and when we associate with the pure devotees, we can understand what really Srila Prabhupada is talking about. What is the definition of clear bhakti? What I am performing? Prabhupada always mentioned that this is jnana mishra bhakti, karma mishra bhakti, like that. What is jnana mishra bhakti? Everybody want to know some knowledge. So three levels, you know, Prabhupada, the 10th canto, one of the purport, he mentions that jnana, jnana mayi and rati. This is three levels. This is rati is kevala bhakti. By performing kevala bhakti, the pure devotion service, we can understand Krishna, we develop relationship with Krishna, we develop attachment to Krishna. Krishna, Krishna's holy name, Krishna's pastime, Krishna's everything. The jnana is empirical knowledge by analysis. Who is God, all these things. Jnana mayi means, you know, jnana, jnana mayi and rati, the three levels. What connection I have, the perception is called jnana mayi. The empirical knowledge, the simple knowledge, one can perceive the transcendental bliss without variety. This perception is called manabhuta. When one comes to the stage of jnanamayi, one realizes the transcendental opulence of the personality of Godhead. But when one reaches the pure love, the one realizes the transcendental form of the Lord as Lord Krishna or Rama. This is what wanted. Especially in the Madhurya Ras, one becomes attached to the personality of Godhead. Sri Vigraha Nista Rupadi. Then loving transaction between the Lord and devotee begins. That's why, you know, it's one anga or many anga, but if you develop attachment to that one anga or many angas, by that we can attain the pure devotion service. Then we feel that sthana bilasi tapasi stitoham tvam praptavan deva munindra guhyam kachan vichinvan api divya ratnam swamin kratarto varam nayache. Then we'll be realizing that, I was thinking about all the pebbles in the streets, but that the Supreme Lord, Ratnam, is standing in front of me. Like Duru Maharaj realized that, we will also realize. Thank you very much. This purport and all is beyond my realization. I try to speak about something. We all hope and pray that the Bhakti Devi showers some mercy on us. We can practice pure devotion service. Thank you all very much. Grandharas Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Nitai Gaurapremanande. Hare Krishna.